And now we go to VOA Jerusalem correspondent Luis Ramirez for reaction from the Israelis and Palestinians to today's invitation for a meeting early next month here in Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement welcoming the U.S. request for a start of direct negotiations. He said Israel welcomes this invitation as long as those direct negotiations are without preconditions. The Prime Minister said he has been calling for a year and a half for both sides to begin direct talks. He expressed satisfaction over what he said was the U.S. clarification of the terms. That is, that the talks will be held without preconditions. He says Israel wants these talks to be serious and comprehensive. And I'm quoting him now as saying that reaching a peace agreement is a difficult challenge, but he says Israel is going to come to the talks out of a real desire to reach a peace agreement between the two groups while safeguarding Israel's national interests. First and foremost, he says, is security.
And what about for the Palestinians? What are they saying?
On the Palestinian side, there was also a reaction from a spokesman for President Mahmoud Abbas, who said that the Palestinians do welcome also this invitation, but they want to make sure that negotiations are going to be meaningful and serious, in the words of the spokesman. Yeah, he said that the Palestinians are hoping that these negotiations do not turn out to be another exercise in allowing Israel to continue its occupation of the West Bank.
So there is some hesitancy there.
Well, the Palestinians are questioning the terms of this invitation, but there is no indication that that they will or that they are hesitating to go back to these negotiations, to go to Washington at the start of September and begin talking. The PLO Executive Committee will be meeting later on Friday to discuss their decision to return to talks. Again, they want guarantees that these talks will be held within a time frame and that all final status issues will be on the table.
That is Luis Ramirez, our correspondent in Jerusalem.